Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Samach Vav. We are beginning 12 lines down from the top, Samach Vav, Omer Aleph, with the words Yibor Elohu. Again, we're learning, Lidli Nishmas, Ol Nebuch, those Korbanos in Eretz Yisrael, were murdered, and they've been taken captive by the Rishoyim, Yimach Shemam, Zichram, and that Tzahal forces should be safe, there should be no more Korbanos, Hashem should be Merachim. We pick up the Gemara, again, 12 lines down from the top, Samach Vav, Omer Aleph, with the following shaila that was asked in the base medish. They asked the following shaila in the base medish. Ishto zinsa be'ed echod. Yes, they were talking about a lot of cases of bayit brought down, whether it eid echod is believed under certain circumstances. So we ask again today a different question. If a woman, rachmona litzlan, is accused of being an adulteress by a single witness. So the husband is told by the single witness that Nebuchadnezzar's wife committed adultery. And the husband doesn't say anything. He's silent about this. So now, what's the halacha? Yes, the Abai brought down several cases where if the husband was shosek, we had the case of the chelev, if he was told that he ate chelev, we had the case of his taros being tame, we had the case of the shorcha nirba. So today we ask, what happens to Rechamon HaLitzlan if a man's wife is accused of committing adultery by a single eid echod? Does the husband have to believe this eid echod or not? The husband is silent. So ma, what's the halacha? So ma, Abaye tells us, Neman, you have to believe this eid echod. However, here, Rava disagrees. Rava, ma, no, you don't believe the eid echod. Eino Neman, he is not believed in this situation. Why? Have a dover sheba erva. Ein dover sheba erva, Pox Mishnayim. This is a matter that deals with arayas. An arayas, in order for somebody to be accused of Rechmona Lislan having been over one of the arayas to have relations with one of the people that are in erva to him. So, in this situation, you require two witnesses, as you have the Gzeri Shava, Kimotza Be'erva's Dover, and the Dover Gzeri Shava from Alpishnei Edim Yokum Dover. So therefore, you require two witnesses, and therefore one witness is of no halachic importance, and therefore the man is not mechuyev to divorce his wife. That's the Machlokas of Bayin Rava. Now, we'll spend a lot of the rest of this year discussing the two sides of this Machlokas and Raya's for and against each opinion. So Amar Bayabai says, Mino Aminolo, where do I get my proof that a single word witness is believed to tell the man that he has to leave his wife if the wife is in fact accused by this Eidechot of being Mizana and the husband is Shosak, he's silent. So Mino Aminolo, where do I get this from? So the Hahu Samya, that once was a blind person, David Masade Masniyosa Kameh Demar Shmuel. He was the Amora that would go and arrange all of the brises and all the Mishnayis in front of Shmuel. And Yomachad Nogale, he was delayed and he didn't come to the Shia, to the appointed place, Rashi says, where they had were arranged to meet up. He was a blind person, so Shmuel had arranged to meet up with him, and he didn't show up. He didn't show up at the appointed time and place with Shmuel, so Shmuel sent the shliach to see what was delaying him. So Shmuel sent somebody after him to make sure he's okay. So he should quickly come there. Didn't want to waste any time for learning. However, the shliach is going to meet the blind person going on one route. So while the shliach is going on route A to the blind person's house, the blind person is going on route B to meet Shmuel, and he comes to Shmuel. Meanwhile, the shliach goes to the blind person's house, and he claims he saw Nebuch, the wife, committing znus over there. He also shliach, when the shliach comes back and meets up with the blind person and Shmuel, Omar ishto zinso, he tells the blind person, Nebuch, your wife has committed znus. So this blind person asks Shmuel, also kaimi demar Shmuel, he goes to Shmuel and he asks him, what should I do? Do I have to listen to this Eid Echod or not? So Amalei, so Shmuel tells him, and this is a bias proof. He says, if this person is believed to you, in other words, you trust this person, so then, even though he's an Eid Echod, you have to go and divorce your wife. Because, as Rashi says, in this situation, Hoil velo hichishaso. He didn't go and argue and say, no, that's not true. My wife didn't do that. So therefore, since he's silent, so he is being basically told by Shmuel, if you trust this person, so then you have to go and divorce your wife. However, if you don't trust this person, so then low topic. Now, what does it mean you trust this person, you don't trust this person? So Abaye says, here's my raya. My lav, when we say, do you trust this person? If you're accepting that he's a kosher witness, you have no reason to suspect that he's a goslin, for example, and therefore he's a possible witness. But if he's a person that would be a kosher witness, even though he's only an eid echad, and you therefore accept him as a kosher witness, and you're not arguing, no, your wife did not commit this nos, so then you have to go and believe this Eid Echad, because you're Shosach, and Eid Echad is believed in this situation. Abaye says, that's my proof. Nu, what does Rava do with this proof? Rava, he says, no. When Shmuel told him, He meant if you believe him, like two witnesses. You are absolutely certain that this person would never, ever say something that's not true. And he would be very careful and deliberate in making any such statement. And if you trust him, like you would trust two witnesses, if two witnesses came in Nebuch and said they saw your wife commit snus, so then you're mechuyev to go and divorce her. You don't have a choice. You can't say, I don't believe them. So if you trust this single witness, as you would betray, like you would trust two witnesses, then zeal afko, then yes, you should go and divorce her. However, v'ilo, but if you don't trust him like two witnesses, no, he may be an honest guy, but he's only one guy, so then lo tafko, then you're not mechuyev to divorce her. So each of them uses this story. Abaye and Rava respectively use this story to support their position. Abaye tries again, but Abaye, you know, I mean, lo, where do I get proof that a single witness is believed if the Baal is shosak in this situation? The tiny, because we're in the following brisa. Maisa, famous story, b'yanei hamelech. Ani HaMelech came from the Chashmonoim. He was originally a Kohen from the Chashmonoim. And then when the Chashmonoim took over the country, when they defeated the Yevanim, so then the Assyrian Greeks were defeated and the Chashmonoim became the kings as well. So Yanai HaMelech was a Kohen. He wasn't from Shevet Yehuda, but he became the king. So Maisa B'Yanai HaMelech, and he was married to Shimon ben Shetach's sister. And originally he was listening to the Talmidei Chacham. In any event, this is the Maisa that happened where he unfortunately killed many Talmidei Chachamim. So Maisa B'Yanei HaMelech Shoholach LeKochalis Shebemidbar. Rashi tells us Kochalis is Shem Medina Shebemidbar. It's a certain country that was in the desert. And he engaged them in battle. V'Kivesh Shom Shishim Krachim. And he was very successful. And he was able to conquer 60 cities in this country of Kochalis. So he was very, very happy. He obviously was very, very happy that his battle campaign was successful. Be'ezus Hashem, the battle campaign of Klal Yisrael today, tomorrow, and for the next days and weeks should be'ezus Hashem be very, very, very successful. We should have this tremendous simcha gedola that Yanai HaMelech had over the results of the battle. The Koral, the Kol Chacham Yisrael, gathered all the Chacham of Chai Yisrael together. And Omalem, he said to him, Avo Seinu Hoy Ochlim Maluchim Zuman Shoyu Asukim Bibinyan Beis HaMikdash. When the people came back at the time of Baye Sheni, very, very, very poor, and they had really no funds, no money. Yet, nevertheless, they put aside whatever funds they could to go build the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, they ate Meluchim. Rashi says, Meluchim or Yerokos, Heim, Ushmon Kakuli, B'loshen Arami. So they ate these very, very simple vegetables. And they therefore saved all the money that they could to go and build the Beis HaMikdash. So Rashi tells us, the next Rashi, Shiyu Oskim B'Binyan, Beis Bayis Sheni, Shubo Menakola, Vayonim, they're very, very poor, Vayomutsim, Hotsoa, B'Mlocha, they spent all their money to go and build the Beis HaMikdash. So they ate Meluchim, so too. Yanai HaMelech said to the Chacham, we too, Afonu Necha Meluchim, Lio Zeche, Lioni Avoseinu, Shetzlichanu, Veshironu. So we are also going to go and eat these meluchim, af anu, nochal meluchim, zechel avoseinu, as Rashi just said, to help us remember the difficult times that our forefathers had at the beginning of the Bayis Sheni, the helu meluchim al shulchanon shozov, and we will have meluchim, we will have these vegetables, but with our shulchanon shozov, we're much better off financially. Vachlu, and that's exactly what they did, to celebrate and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for their victory. Amir Tzashem, we should all be celebrating soon to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our victories as we never have these terrible tragedies to face as well. However, this Yanai HaMelech had a very, very terrible person. The Gemara describes him as Ish Leitz. He was a Leitz. Leitz is one of the worst things a person can be. He's a scoffer. He's a person who always makes fun. Lev Ra, a very, very bad heart. Uvliyal. Lial is really a contraction of Belial. He has no yoke of Shemayim on him. In other words, this person was an extremely bad person. The Elazar ben Poira Shmo, and he was known as Elazar ben Poira. That was his name. Yomir Elazar ben Poira, this terrible person, Elazar ben Poira, Yemach Shmo v'Zichro, says to Yanai HaMelech, Yanai HaMelech, Libam Shel Prushim Olecha. Rashi explains, Libam Shel Prushim Olecha means Sonecha Heim. These rabbis, the Prushim, we're referred to as the Prushim, the people that separated themselves, they followed the Torah. So they really hate you. And they're not really happy that you defeated these Kuchlis people. So he told Lashon Hara to Yanai HaMelech about all the rabbis. So Yanai HaMelech is surprised at this. And he says, well, my answer. So he says, what should I do? How do I know if you're telling me the truth or not? Rashi says, why should I believe you that the rabbis hate me? They're all celebrating with me. So this horrible person, this Rebbe Elazar Mipoyira, said, Hakem lohem batzis shebeinei necha. Go, and Rashi says, Tein tzitz hakadosh al mitzchacha. Go and take the coin gadol's tzitz, it's known as the frontlet, go and take it, and go and put the tzitz in between your forehead, in between your eyes on your forehead, the way the Kohen Gadol would wear it. Rashi explains that he was allowed to do this, even though the tzitz is one of the big day kahuna for the Kohen Gadol. He says, Lefisha Hashem Kosebo, they're going to have to stand up for you. V'yamdu al raglein, Lefisha Hashem Kosebo. It says on the shame of Hashem, V'heim yiglu es libam. They will therefore show you what's going on really in their hearts. On the side it says, Yiglu es libam limchos bach, and they will protest against you. The Avo God Lav Shas Avoda, even though it wasn't the time of the Avoda, nevertheless, as we learned earlier on Daf Min Dalit, Big Dekuna Nitnu Lehonus Bam, because the Kohanim are not Malachi Ashare, so it's impossible for them to be told to wear the Big Dekuna, but they have to take them off instantly as soon as the Avoda is done. So Rashi understands that the same thing applies here, that it sits. Tosa says this is only for the tzitz. In Dibur Maaseh Hochin Lubar Tzitz, Tosa says, Mefarish Rabbeinu Tam, towards the bottom of this Tosa, he says, the Davka Tzitz, this only applies to the tzitz. Mishum Dersiv Bo, Voyal Mitzcho Tomit, that the Kohen Gadol always had to wear the tzitz. Mashva Debuta Shelo B'Shas Avoda, he was even allowed to wear it not during the Shas Avoda. So this may be only particular to the tzitz that he was able to wear this, not the other Big Day Kahuna. In any event, this Elazar ben Poira told Yanei HaMelech, go put the tzitz on, and I'll have to stand up in front of you, and you'll see that they'll protest. So that he took this test. So Hakim Lohem Batzitz Shebein Einov. So he made them all stand up because he put the tzitz on. So Hayisham Zokin Echo of Yehuda ben Gedidya Shemo. There was one of the Prusha, one of the great rabbis. His name is Yehuda ben Gedidya. I don't know why he doesn't call him Rebbe Yehuda ben Gedidya. Maybe it's somehow a kitrug against him for having brought this up, because it wasn't ultimately for the best of Chai Yisrael for him to bring this up. I don't know. That's just my thought. But this rabbi, Yehuda ben Gedidya, he spoke up. He was a Zokin. Vayomi Yehuda ben Gedidya, Yanei HaMelech. And he spoke up to Yanei HaMelech and said, Yitzin, Yanei HaMelech, Ram Lecho Kesa Malchus. It's enough that you're the king. Hanach Kesa Kuhuna, L'Zara Shel Aaron. Leave the Kohen Gadol job for the Zera Shel Aaron, implying that he really wasn't from the Zera Shel Aaron, that he had some sort of a psul in his lineage that didn't allow him to be a Kohen, and certainly not the Kohen Gadol. Because Shayu Omrim, because they said about Yanei HaMelech that before he became Yanei HaMelech, Imo Nishbeis B'Modiim, that his mother had become a captive in Modiim, and as a result, she is Pesula L'Kahuna, because you always have to be concerned, Rechmona L'Tzlan, that the captives had assaulted her, and therefore she's Pesula L'Kahuna. So, this is what he said. Vayivukash HaDavar, subsequently, later on, they investigated this, and it wasn't found to be true. And this will be the raya that a Abaye is going to bring from their investigation, exactly what the investigation was. That will be the raya that Abaye is bringing the story in. In any event, Yanei HaMelech was very, very unhappy, and he kicked out all the Chachamim from his party. He was very, very upset, Rashi says, and he kicked them all out. Now, that would have been bad enough, but this horrible Elazar ben Poira speaks further. Horrible things to Yanei HaMelech. Yomer Elazar ben Poira Yanei HaMelech. So this wicked man, Elazar ben Poira, says to Yanei HaMelech, it'd be one thing for you to kick him out if you were a plain person. Yanei HaMelech had Yosh B'Yisrael Kachudino. If they were insulting you and you were a plain commoner and you kick him out, so that would be fine. However, Baton Melech, the Kohen Gadol, you're the king and the Kohen Gadol. How can you just let this go by just kicking him out? Is this the way you're going to judge them? As Rashi says, Lisbol Cherposo, are you going to accept this insult that they did to you that said that you're not a real Kohen? So you're going to take that? So Yanei HaMelech, again, unfortunately, listens to this Elazar ben Poira. He says, what should I do? So this horrible person says, Imato Shomea Latsasasi, if you want to listen to my advice, Rome same. Rashi says, horror game. Nebuch, go and kill all the Tamidei Chachamim. Vitoru Mati Olau, no, Yanei HaMelech said a very appropriate question. If I kill all the Chachamim, what's going to be with the Torah? Who's going to teach us Torah? So, Hare Krucha Umanachas Bekeren Zovis, this horrible person, Elazar ben Poira, said, nah, the Torah's over there. Anybody can go and take it. Call her out. We don't need the Chachamim. What are they going to teach us? The Torah's right there. Anybody can come and learn the Torah. Now, at this point, Omer Reb Nachum Yitzchok, interjects and he says, Yad Nizuko Bo Abikorsis. Unfortunately, Yanai HaMelech had a thoughts of apikorsis going through him at this point in time, because he should have responded back to this Elazar ben Poira, this horrible person, the Havel Elamem, he should have told him, Teinach Torah Shebuchsav. Okay, maybe you may have some sort of an argument. The Torah Shebuchsav is there for everybody to read. However, Torah Shebaal Peh, the Masari that we have, all the Halachas, all the Torah Shebaal Peh, who's going to teach us that? My, what's going to happen to that? But unfortunately, Nebuch, this Elazar ben Poira, had Yanai HaMelech's ear, and Yanai HaMelech listened to him, and Nebuch miyad immediately, Batutzas Haro'o Ayidei Elazar ben Poira. A horrible, horrible tragedy happened because of this Elazar ben Poira, and Yanai HaMelech took his forces, Vayargu Kol Chachmei Yisrael, and he killed off many, many, many of the Talmidei Chachamim, with the exception of Shimon ben Shetach, who his sister, who was the wife of Yanai HaMelech, was able to go and hide him. And the world was destroyed of Torah knowledge. Until Shimon ben Shetach ultimately was allowed to come back, and he was able to go and restore the Torah to its former glory in terms of Talmidei Chachamim understanding and learning the Torah. How that exactly happened, the Gemara here doesn't discuss, but this is Yerushalmi elsewhere. The Gemara is elsewhere, which discuss that Yanai HaMelech then once made a Suda in the time after this killing of the Chacham, and nobody knew how to bench. So he didn't know what to do. It's amazing how they could kill off all the Talmidei Chacham and still be concerned about benching. So his wife said, if you promise not to go and harm him, I will bring my brother here, Shimon ben Shetach, I'll bring him back, he's alive, and he will teach you how to bench. So Yanai HaMelech says, okay, I won't kill him, he brings back Shimon ben Shetach, a whole story about what happened there. And ultimately, Shimon ben Shetach does restore the Torah to its glory. Yanai HaMelech lets him live. In any event, Nebuch, this is the story that we have in our Gemara over here. And how is this approved to Abaye Shita that an Eid Echod is Neman, even in regards to Zenus? So, Hechi Dami, what are we talking about over here? Ilemo de Beitre Amre Ishtaboy, Ubeitre Amre Lo Ishtaboy. When this Godo Yehuda ben Gedidja spoke up to Yanai HaMelech and said, listen, your mother had been a captive, and therefore you're not ready to be a Kohen. So what was the case? Who said that the mother was a captive? Were there two witnesses that said she was a captive? And then when they investigated, they found out there were two other witnesses that said she wasn't a captive. So then, my cause is the Samchas Ahani, Smoch Ahani. So tomorrow's question is as follows. Rashi explains the Smoch Ahani. Listen to the last two witnesses that said she was in fact a captive. The Amrei Ishtabai. The Hechi Ka'amar V'lo Matsu. So then why should the Gemara have concluded that, in fact, they didn't find anything? It should have said, the Amr is okay, trey, lebahade trey, but okay, iso achas kosa. You're going to tell me the two witnesses said that she was captured, two witnesses said she wasn't captured, leave her in her chazak of being becheskis kashris, so that would be great for her. Hanimili, ihi, come on, vohiso bo, lebased in latira. That would be great if she had come and asked us a shayla. Avo binazen, she didn't ask a shayla. This son that's now coming to us, hanidon, Yanai HaMelech ain't lo cheskes the kashrus, chazok the kashrus. He doesn't have a cheskes kashrus. Shari mi'idim atchilas leidaso b'psul, because you have two witnesses say that he never got off the ground as a kosher individual l'kuhuna, because the two witnesses saying that, no, your mother was a shvuya. So therefore, if the mother had come, so then it was two against two, so the edim achshish mezeh, so her cheskes kashrus to take effect, but he doesn't have a cheskes kashrus. He's born in this suffix situation. So therefore, that can't be the case. Why would they say, vayuvakasha davar lo nimsa? They would have said, no, it was nimsa, that he in fact doesn't have a cheskes kashrus, and therefore it's psula lakuna, because of the two witnesses say he is, unfortunately, the product of a woman who was a shvuya, who then was married to a kohen. So he should be a cholo, and would be there for psula lakuna. So Baye therefore says, Elu, we must be talking about Elu b'ed echad. We're dealing over here with a single witness that said she had been captured, and subsequently, two witnesses came along and said that she wasn't captured, and therefore the two witnesses against the one witness is nothing. And the only reason that they found nothing was because they had two witnesses that said that she wasn't really captured. Implication being, if they only had one witness that said that she was nishbeis, so then mehemon. So this is Abaye's proof that an eid echod is mehemon in regards to znuz, in regards to the fact that stating that she was captured and there's a presumption that they assaulted her. Again, certainly unwilling on her part, but there's a presumption that she was assaulted. So, Eidechot is Nemon. Abaye says, that's my Raya. No, what does Rava do with that? When it says, Lo Nimtza, isn't Abaye right? So, Rava, he says, no, there's two Terutzim over here. Leolum Treo Tre. We're actually dealing with two witnesses. She was captured, two witnesses. She wasn't captured. So, why do we believe the two witnesses and say she wasn't captured, because Uchidoma Rav Acha bar Rav Ben Yumi, as Rav Acha bar Rav Ben Yumi explained, we're dealing here, the second witness was Be'edi Hazoma. The first two witnesses said that she was captured, but they said that she was captured on Tuesday at 10 o'clock. And the second two witnesses come along and say, what? At Tuesday at 10 o'clock in this city, you're saying that you saw her being captured? No, you were with us in another city at Tuesday at 10 o'clock. Hochanami, Be'edi Hazoma. Just like Rav Acha bar Rav Amnuni said in another case that we're dealing with Eide Hazoma, so too over here, we're dealing with Eide Hazoma. And that's why you believe the second pair and over the first pair. It's not Eide Machshis says that, this Eide Hazoma. And the Torah tells us, Zeres HaKosov, that you believe the Eide Hazoma and not the original witnesses. So, Rabbi would say this was a case of trei or trei. That's why below named Tsa, they didn't find anything wrong, because the second group were Eide Hazoma on the first group, and therefore they are winning, and they're believed to say that no, there is no evidence over here that the mother was a Shvuya. That's Teretz number one. If you buy the same Teretz number two, Rabbi would say, it's Rabbi Yitzchak, like Rabbi Yitzchak said. What did Rabbi Yitzchak say? Rabbi Yitzchak, Shivcha Hichnisu Tachtecha. The first group said, yes, this woman was captured. But the second group came along right away. The second set of witnesses came along right away and said, yes, she was captured. So we agree with you. There's no Edei HaChshokosh over here. There's no contradictory evidence. However, the second group says, but they're able to substitute a Shivcha for the woman. So this Yanei's mother was actually in captivity for a very short period of time, when there was no opportunity to do znus with her, to assault her, they substituted, they were able to free her, and they put in a shivcha in her place. So the enemy thought that this shivcha was Yanei's mother. And in fact, it wasn't. So yeah, you don't have any Eide HaChasha. You have two witnesses that stated that the woman definitely wasn't assaulted because she wasn't in captivity for a very long period of time. They're not contradicting the first witness who said, yes, she was in captivity. But the second group comes along, the second set of witnesses come along and say that she wasn't assaulted because she was replaced with the Shivcha and they were able to free her. And therefore, that's why Lo Nimtza, so they didn't find anything that in fact stated that Yanei HaMelech's mother was a Shvuya and was Psula Lakuna. So that's how Abaye and Rava would each respectively understand the story, the tragic story of Yanei HaMelech. So Abaye is not successful in proving his case against Rava. Rava had an answer. Now, along comes Rava. I'm a Rava. We turn to Samach Rava on the base. And Rava says, you know, I mean a lot. Where do I get my ruling that you need two Eidim? So this is a complicated brisa. It says the Tanan, but it really on the side it says it's a Tosefta, and therefore it really should be the Tanya. And this brisa is the following. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, Maisa b'megura shol diskim b'yabna. One time there was a Maisa in a Megura. Rashi says Megura is Megura's Mayim, k'mo brechus Mayim, a pool of water. And it was shol diskim. It's either, Rashi says, Shem Adam, the name of a person whose name was Diskim, or Shem Makum should be Yabna, or a certain place in Yabna known as Diskim. So there was a mikvah, a pool of water, kashrut mikvah, in this either owned by this person, Diskim, or in this place, Diskim, that was in Yabna, Shehoisa Omed is Bechesel Shlema, and it had the status of being Arboim Sorash, he says, a regular full mikvah. However, then one day they measured it, Umar the Du, the name says Chaseri, now it only had 39 soy in it. So all of the people and all of the Taharos that had been placed in it at some point in time weren't in a kashrut mikvah. So what point do we say? Do we go from now, Mikanu Laba, Umar the Du, or do we go backwards in time? So the Paskin called Taharos Shinasu Agaba, any Taharos that had become tar because they supposedly had been in this mikvah, so Hayu Rabbi Tarfon Mitar, Rabbi Tarfon said, yes, they're still tar, it has a chesed kashrus, and now we know, from now going forward, until it becomes a full mikvah again, it's not a kosher mikvah. So Rabbi Tarfon said, you can be mitar, anything that had become tar through this mikvah, it's no problem. So Rashi says, Domer hashtahu de chaser, only now do we halachically state that it is chaser, ubishar shetav l'ba'adam or kalim, and any person who had previously gone into this mikvah, or any kalim that they put into this mikvah, it is considered shlema, and therefore they are tar. Rabbi Kiva disagrees. Rabbi Kiva mitami. Rabbi Kiva says, no, you have to go back in time. The lo yadinan me'emas chasra. We don't know when it became chasra. At one point it had 40. So the last point that you know for certain, it had 40. So everything is tar up to that point. But after that, you don't know that it has 40. V'nimsa she'ena tefila. And therefore, any point after you know for a fact that it had 40, any point after that, when you don't know for a fact that it had 40, you have to assume it was chasra already, and therefore it is not a kosher mikvah. Now, what's the underlying pinnings of this machlokis? So I'm Rabbi Tarfon, mikvah is a chesed shalim uame. The mikvah has the status of a chazaka, that it was shalim. Nu, misafik, atabol chasro, because of a safik, you can now say that anybody that went to this mikvah is no good. The taharos or the kalim are not tar. They didn't become tar. The person who went to this mikvah, it was a chazaka, it was a kosher mikvah. It's not good. Atachasro misafik. Don't, out of safik, say that the person and the kalim that were immersed in this mikvah aren't tar. Our Rav Kiva says, Pum Taker. He says, no, Adam Zilches is Kami Ome. The person who went here was Vaday Tome. So, Al Sofek, you can't say that he should be Tar. Misofek, Atabol Taro, Al Tataren Misofek. You can't say that it's a Sofek that is going to make him Tar. No, he's Vaday Tome. So, Rabbi Kiva looks at it from the person or the Caliph. They were Vaday Tome, and that's their Chazaka. Whereas Rabbi Tarfon looked at it from the point of view of the Mikveh. It was Vaday Tar, and therefore, don't make it Tome out of Sofek. Now, what's each of them going to say to the other one? Each of them seems to have a valid point. I'm Rabbi Tarfon, Marshal Omeid, Umakrav al Gabi Mizbeach. I'll compare my situation to a Kohen who goes and is Makrav on the Mizbeach. He had the halachic status of being a kosher Kohen. However, the now, after he's done Avoda, right now, the Nodeshu ben Grusha ben Chalutza. It turns out that his father had married a Grusha or Chalutza, and therefore he was really a Chol and not a kosher Kohen. So what do we say about all the avodas that he did in the past? A guy that brought a korban chatas yesterday from this guy, he has to bring new korban chatas because the korban chatas isn't kosher? No. Shavodasak shera. We have, as we'll see, psukim to support this, that says that no, even though he was, in fact, a ben grusha of a chalutza when he did the avoda, but we didn't know about it, so therefore all the avodas that he did are kosher up until now, going forward. Now that we know he's a ben grusha, ben chalutza, he's a cholo, so therefore he no longer can do the avoda. But any avoda that he did is in fact kosher. So Rabbi Tarfon says that's the same like with the mikvah. We know that the mikvah was good. No, at some point now it became no good, so from now and going forward you can't use it. But any Taharos that have become Tar, a person or Caleb that have become Tar in this mikvah, just like the Grusha, Ben Chalutza, any avodah that he did is good. So therefore, Rabbi Tarfon says, I compare this to Makriv, a Kohen who was Makriv al-Gabi Mizbech, and turns out he was a Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza. So going forward, it's not good, but going backwards, everything he did is good. Rabbi Kiva says the exact opposite. Omer Rabbi Kiva, Moshe Leomi to Makriv al-Gabi Mizbech, but no, the Shuval Mom. This is analogous to a Kohen who was doing the avodah, but then turns out that he was a Baal Mom. Here, retroactively, we say Shavodah Sopsulo. Any avoda that he had done is no good because he's a Baal Mum. And a Baal Mum, we don't have psukim to say that a Baal Mum who did the avoda as a Baal Mum is kosher. We have psukim that say a Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza, his avoda is good until you know that he's a Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza. And then going forward, it's no good. But a Baal Mum, even if you didn't know it, and now you only subsequently find it out, so then his avoda in retrospect is possible. It is no good. Now, why does each of them compare it respectively? Why does Rabbi Tarfon compare it to a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, and Rabbi Kiva compare it to a Baal Mum? So Rabbi Tarfon says it's Rabbi Kiva. Ata dimisol Baal Mum. You compared this case to the case of a Baal Mum. And ani dimisiv, and I compared it to Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Let's see who's right. Nirul midome. Let's see which one makes more sense to compare the case over here of the mikveh that had previously been tar, and now is found to be chaser. Let's see which case does it make more sense to compare it to the case of the Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza doing the avoda, or to the Baal Mum doing the avoda. Nil mi dome. I dome the Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Does it make more sense to compare it, like I said, to the Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza case, that in retrospect, everything is good in the past, but not going forward? So then, nidenu ki Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Then, if my way is more correct, then we should compare it to my way. And therefore, the mikvah should be considered tar up until the point that we know it's Vadei Tome. Im Domel Baal Mum. However, if your analogy to the Baal Mum is more correct, so then, Idunenik Baal Mum, and we will go and listen to your opinion, and we'll say that the mikvah is chaser from the point that we know that it was last kosher, Vadei kosher. From there on, all the taharos and people that went in there are still considered Tome. Nope. So which ways it make more sense? So Hiskel Rabbi Akiva loved it. So Rabbi Akiva gives two proofs to why his way is more correct, which Rabbi Tarfon will subsequently say you're 100% correct. So it makes sense. Rabbi Akiva says mikvah psula biyochid. The mikvah is a psul in the individual. There's one person over here who is coming along to say that this mikvah is not kosher. One guy measured the mikvah and he's saying that it's not kosher. So we believe him, right? So that person is believed. Here we have one person coming along to say that this Kohen is a Baal Mum, and we believe him. So therefore, Ayochiach ben Grusha ben Chalutza shepsulo bishnayim. Rava's proof is, in order to say that somebody is a ben Grusha ben Chalutza, it wouldn't be adequate if one person came along. For the mikvah, one guy measured and says, I measured it's 39 saw. For the Baal Mum, one guy comes along and says, this Kohen is a Baal Mum. So we believe the Baal Mum witness, we believe the measuring mikvah witness. However, if one guy were to come along and say this guy's a Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza, we wouldn't believe him, because for Erva's Dover, you need two witnesses. Here's Rava's proof, that for one witness, we wouldn't say that somebody's a Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza. You need two in order to passel somebody in our eyes. So therefore, that's where Rava says, this is where I get my din, that an Eid Echad is not believed in regards to our eyes. That's the first proof that Rabbi Kiva gives. Dover Acher, another reason to compare the case of the mikvah to the case of Baal Mum rather than Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza, is mikveh psulo begufo. The mikveh is a psul in and of itself. Does it have 40 saw? Does it have 39 saw? It's a psul in the mikveh itself. Whereas balmum likewise is balmum psulo begufo. Is a psul in the guf of the balmum. Does this kohen have a mum or does he not have a mum? It's analogous to the mikveh case. As opposed to v'ayochiach ben grusha ben chalutza shepsulo me'acherim. The ben grusha ben chalutza, he didn't do anything wrong. His parents did something wrong. And therefore, the psul isn't in and of itself, albeit the end result is in himself. But he isn't the psul himself. The psul came because of what his parents did. So therefore, the second reason the Rabbi Akiva says makes more sense to go and compare the mikveh case to the Balmum case and not to the Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza case. Rabbi Tav is very impressed with Rabbi Akiva, and he says, Rabbi Akiva called him Akiva, he was his friend. Call HaPoresh Mimcha, if somebody doesn't listen to you, they separate themselves from you, Kiporesh Menachayim, is it? They're leaving the living. In other words, you are 100% correct. So, bottom line is, Rabbi Tav was more than Rabbi Akiva. So, Rava says, here's my proof. Hai Balmum, Shepsulo B'yochid, this Balmum is a psul yochid, so hechidami. How was he established to be a baal mum? Either kol machishlei. If the coin said, "Hey, I'm not a baal mum," so me mehemet, would we believe the witness? Obviously not. So obviously el deshosik. So the coin was silent. And here you see that one witness is only believed for baal mum, but one witness is not believed in regards to ben grusha ben chalutza. And Rava says, "Here is my proof." Did the kavase say gabi ben grusha ben chalutza? If he was silent, deshosik. Nevertheless, uktani mikvah psulo biyochid, ubalmum psulo biyochid. Only by the mikvah do we accept one witness, and the balmum one witness. However, v'ayochir ben grusha ben chalutza shepsulo b'shtayim. Did you need to? Here's Rava's proof. No, what would Abaye say to this? Abaye, he would say, simple, no problem. Abaye, amar la'olam d'kol machishlei. No, the coin saying, hey, I'm not a balmum. So we tell him, so why do we believe the single witness if the Kohen is objecting? So this isn't the case of a single witness coming along and shasach, and therefore he's believed. That's what Abaye says. Here you have a single witness coming along, and the guy's screaming up and down. No, my wife was not Mazana. So therefore, we don't believe him. And in this situation, it's different. Here we do believe the single witness, even though the Kohen is jumping up and down and saying, I'm not a Balmum. Because you know why? Well, the Kamas, I'm not even hemming. Why do we believe the single witness over here, even though the Kohen's objecting? Because the Amale, Shalach Achve. Because he's saying, let's say you have a broken hip, and that's why you're Balmum. No, show us that you don't have a broken hip. Take off your clothing and show us that you don't have a broken hip. Whatever the Balmum is, he's declaring that you have, whatever the mum that he's stating that you have, will prove him wrong. It's either yes or no. So therefore, if you're just saying, I don't have the mum, well, we're going to believe him because he says you do have the mum because you can easily show us that you don't have the mum if in fact it's true. And similarly, behind the diktani, and that's why it says specifically, mikvah psula begufo, the mikvah is a psul in and of itself. What about mum psula begufo? Each of them has a mum in and of itself. And you can't bring me a raya, v'ayachir ben grusha ben chalutza shepusul me'acher, that the psul comes from somebody else. So in regards to that, the mikveh and the balmum can easily be established. So therefore, if a single witness comes along, we believe the single witness because even if the person is saying it's not true, no, the mikveh really has 40 salt, well, go measure it. The person doesn't have a mum, well, show us that you don't have a mum. So that's why the case is not talking about he was silent. But if in fact he was silent, so then we do believe the Eidechud, and that's Abaye's raya to his shita, and therefore this is not a proof against Abaye. He would answer it up the way he did. Rava uses the proof the way he did. More than as ben grusha ben chalutza davodus kshera minolan. How do we know that in retrospect nobody argues on that did that the ben grusha or ben chalutza the avoda that he did until now is considered good and only mikano laba he can't do the avoda. So we have three different sources for this. So the first one is Amri Yudah Meshmuel. He says the Amakor the pasuk says vayisa lo uzaro acharav. He says that this will be kahuna for you and for your children after you. And this implies that this zera ben zera kosher ben zera pasul. Even if sometimes it's a zera pasul, such as he wasn't known to be a ben grusha ben chalutza, and only now we know. So obviously he can't continue to go do the avoda, but any avoda that he did in the past is considered a valid avoda. That's teretz number one for this din. Avod Shmuel Amar, Shmuel's father said, Mehoch, it's from this pasuk. The pasuk says, we just learned this in Doz HaBracha. Barech Hashem Chelo, Ufoal Yodav Tirtzeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed all the handiwork that he did. In other words, all of his korbanos will be accepted. So this teaches us, afilu chulin shebo tirtza. Even those avodas that were done not by a kohen, that was kasher, was done by a ben grusha ben chalutza, they will be accepted by a kodesh baruch hu. So that's the second source. And the third source is Rav Yane. Rav Yane Omar Mihoch, he says from this pasuk, in regards to bikurim, it says, you'll bring the bikurim to the kohen who will be in those days. And the famous question, the chisal al daidcho, should it never enter your mind? Shalom lechayet v'koin, shaloh yab yamav. What, I'm going to go to a coin from 100 years beforehand? He's not alive. He's not around. So what does he mean? Go to the coin that's in your days. Of course you're going to go to the coin that's in your days. You can't go to a coin that's not in your days. Ella comes to teach us, zeh kosher v'nischala. This comes to teach us that he was a coin originally, but then something happened to him that we found out that he's nischala, so that is still valid. So therefore, up until the point that you know that he's a cholol, if he was assumed to be a kosher kohen, so his avoda is good. These are the three sources for that din. Then how do we know that a baal mum, the avoda so psulo minolon? How do we know the baal mum? We don't go back in time and say, oh, until we know he's a baal mum, everything was good. No, the baal mum, in retrospect, everything is no good. So I'm going to review the this is based upon the following pasuk. The Omer Kor, it says, lochein and mor, hinininu sein lo, esbisi shalom. By Pinchas, it says, you will now be the brisi shalom. So, meaning the word shalom, kishuhu sholem, he has to be sholem, below shu choser, and not if he's a ba'mum. So even if we didn't know he's a ba'mum, but it subsequently turns out he's a ba'mum, so then his avod is not good, because he has to be shalom, which is sholem. Like Mar says, that's a very nice, close approximation of the words, but shalom and sholem are not the same. For shalom, ksiv, it says, as you see, shalom, it doesn't say as we see sholem. So Mar says, no, look how the Torah wrote that word. Amar of Nachman, vav, the shalom, the vav in the word shalom, kitiyahi, it is cut off. In other words, the vav has a small space that interrupts the letter vav, and it looks like the vav is cut off, and therefore this is a vav kitiyahi, and this is coming to teach us this drasha that shalom should be darshened sholem, and therefore a baal mum kohen, even if he wasn't known to be a baal mum at the time, and you only find out after the avoda, any avodas that he did are not considered kosher. This is a good break point. Again, we learn our learning should be a salvation for Klai Yisrael. All of the Torah learning for all of Klai Yisrael should be Torah Tavlinhi. It should be an antidote to all the tzaras that we currently have. It should be for Refuah Shleima, for all Nebuch, the Chayalim and the civilians that have been injured. Nebuch, the Shvuyim, those that are captured, should be brought back safely without any further suffering. And it should be a Nechama for all the families that have Korbanos Nebuch. There should be no more Korbanos. Hashem Yirachem.